Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military said Tuesday it used airstrikes and artillery fire to attack Hezbollah targets in seven areas in southern Lebanon. The latest cross-border attack came days after a rocket strike that killed 12 children in the Israel-controlled Golan Heights, and amid international concerns that clashes between Israel and Hezbollah could spiral into a wider regional conflict, as well as open a second front in the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters Tuesday during a visit to the Philippines he does not believe the situation has to escalate.
While we've seen a lot of activity on Israel's northern border, we remain concerned about the potential of this escalating into a full-blown fight. I don't believe that a fight is inevitable. I think that, we'd like to see things resolved in a diplomatic fashion.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledged Monday to carry out a strong response to the deadly rocket attack and reiterated Israel's accusations that Hezbollah was responsible, something Hezbollah denies. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said Monday the country's opposition has obtained 73.2% of the voting tallies from Sunday's presidential elections, allowing it to prove opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez defeated incumbent President Nicolas Maduro in Sunday's elections, as protesters gathered in towns and cities across Venezuela against Maduro's declaration of a win. U.S. President Joe Biden went public Monday with major changes he's proposing for the U.S. Supreme Court, an enforceable code of ethics, term limits for justices, and a constitutional amendment that would limit the justices' recent decision on presidential immunity. There's almost no chance of the proposal passing a closely divided Congress, but the ideas could still spark conversation with public confidence in the court hitting an all-time low amid ethical revelations about justices. This is VOA News. The United States announced a $500 million in foreign military financing for the Philippines Tuesday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Lloyd Austin, along with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, met with leaders in Manila to reinforce cooperation on issues such as freedom of navigation and cybersecurity. Blinken and Austin met with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who has fortified Manila's decades-old treaty alliance with Washington. Blinken said both the United States and the Philippines, as well as other countries in the Indo-Pacific region, share concerns about Chinese escalatory actions in the South China Sea and the East China Sea. President Marcos also underscored the need for a U.S. military presence for Asian stability and peace. The Philippines and China last week reached a temporary agreement to prevent clashes like the violent face-off between their forces on June 17th in the Philippines-occupied Second Thomas Shoal. Officials now say multiple landslides triggered by torrential rains in southern India have killed as many as 70 people and left many others feared trapped under the debris. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The landslides hit hilly villages in Kerala State Tuesday and destroyed many houses and a bridge. Authorities have yet to determine the full scope of the disaster. Rescuers were working to pull out those stuck under mud and debris, but their efforts were hampered by blocked roads and unstable terrain. Television images showed rescuers working their way through mud and uprooted trees and vehicles stuck in a swollen river. Authorities were using helicopters to help with rescue efforts. More rain is in the forecast. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The district attorney for California's Butte County, Michael Ramsey, told reporters Monday the man arrested on suspicion of starting California's largest wildfire this year claims it was an accident. The Park Fire, the largest in the six states' recorded history, was one of more than 100 large active wildfires burning in the U.S. as of Monday. Ronnie Dean Stout was arrested at his home in Chico a day after the fire started, after a witness said he saw Stout pushing a burning car into a gully. District Attorney Ramsey told reporters what the suspect denies that's what happened.
He claims this was an accident, that he had pulled his car off of the road and found himself in the grass. Fire started, and he got frightened and left the area.
Stout made his first appearance in court on Monday and was charged with felony arson of an inhabited structure or property. Prosecutors said he has a previous criminal record and would face life in prison if convicted. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.